up, what up, what up? Views from the Edge, Jack and Sam, y'all. Y'all already know what's going on.
Episode 6, right?
Episode 6.
Where you come up with these words from, bro? This nigga got some words.
Sizzix. Nah, man. Hey, man, we want to thank y'all, man.
Y'all going, y'all in concert.
Yeah, man.
Oh, y'all too?
Yeah, you didn't get the black leather memo?
The black memo.
I didn't get the leather memo.
You got the black memo, though. Right. Hey, man. Hey, Views from the Edge, man. Jagged, we back one more week, man. Love one y'all month. To death. Thank y'all for tuning in. And we here, brothers. You know what I'm saying? Wait, we doing it, man. How was y'all week, man?
Man, pretty good, man. Pretty good.
There you go.
So what we got going on this week, man?
First up,
PG.
Man, it's wide
PG,
open.
PG, what up?
Man, ain't nothing, man. I'm feeling good. Feeling great.
That's good.
Wide open, man. Did y'all catch the Grammys, man? Want to hear what y'all thought about
man.
It?
Man, I ain't caught the Grammys, honestly, in about 10, 15 years. I ain't going to lie to you.
Well, let's start by asking why.
I don't feel like it has any integrity.
Right. It ain't got nothing to do with me.
Let me take that back. Because it's not even fair to just call the Grammy. Most award shows don't. Most award shows don't have a real, you know, transparent
process.
Way that the public can see what the process is of how, you know, people get voted for awards.
Right.
And because of that, you know, at any given time, it could be whoever you like in terms of whoever created the award show or whatever that entity is, whatever that body is. Yeah. It could be whoever they like as opposed to who the people like.
Right. And
that's what the award should represent.
Right. It's been too many times in the history of award shows that the person that our people or the people that our people know is killing it that year gets stepped over and overlooked. It happens time and time again. Right. And like we were talking about earlier, for even for Diddy to last year take time out of his dinner to address the Grammys directly and tell them how they're killing us, how do you overlook, and you know, even with us being R&B cast, it's still R&B slash hip hop.
No doubt. Right.
But how do you overlook the number one music genre in the world?
Yeah.
And then the things that you give out, how come it never correlates with what the people say they want to see win? You know what I mean? It just never makes no sense, bro. Right.
Yeah. We cool.
So it's safe to say you guys are boycotting until
it's not even a boycott. I'm going to tell you some real shit.
Yeah.
We never loved going just sitting in that audience
None
in the
of
first
them.
Place. Right. But we was always a little too rowdy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if you go back, like I'm going to tell you some real shit. We did I think it was BT at the Apollo or something like that. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like an award show in the sense that it was a lot of artists that was in the building that night.
Right.
And I can remember when JD and Bow Wow got up to do their song, we in the crowd, like, we on stage. Like, we get up and we rowdy, you know, everybody in the crowd looking at us.
Right. We're like, we don't
and
give
nowadays,
a damn.
You see everybody in the audience sometimes, you see them get up when they favorite art. But back then, you didn't used to see that shit.
Settle down.
Everybody looking around.
Settle down, bro.
So get more rowdy, right? That doesn't mean let's get more rowdy.
Like, who this ain't that motherfucker?
Settle down, Jay.
Who this ain't it?
So I've always felt like we was a little too edgy for the award show crowds.
No doubt.
So
and I mean, and we always been the type to be honest about it. We'll go, and after our people perform, we get a little bored. We be in the back somewhere most of the time. When like once we present or win something, we in the back doing something we ain't got no business doing.
We're in the after party.
We started the after party.
Riding the golf carts.
Now I can dig that. Well, let's highlight some black excellence. First, Beyonce, she made history.
No doubt. What up, B?
She won 4 Grammys. That makes her the female with the most Grammy wins.
Congrats.
At a total of 28. Her daughter, Blue Ivy, became the second youngest Grammy woman
congrats,
of all time.
Congrats again.
Jay then, became the number one rapper to win the most. No, he wasn't.
No, he was a hammer or something?
But they said this one put him over the top, whatever it was. So he's the number one rapper ever as far as wins.
The whole family just walked away.
Man, title, man, they got the game rigged, man. Not that I'm not congratulating, but they got, come on, man. They got the game rigged.
Really? Lock.
I mean,
they got
the game rigged.
Right, seeing that these things count as streams, I mean, you got to at least look at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
And again, that don't even take away from the excellence. They're the best we got.
They
got the game rigged.
Damn sure do. I agree with that.
It's been a lot of buzz around both Lil Baby's performance. It said it was just real powerful, real controversial.
When you brought Kill up there, come on.
No doubt.
Kill from the Ville.
Telling you.
I think that was monumental, man. I think number one, you know, Baby come from that that genre rap. Everybody used to say, this is the mumble rap. This is the, right, you know what I mean? But right. If you listen to the records that he won, that he was nominated for, he's saying something in every single one of them.
He is,
and actually, all of Baby records, he's saying something.
Right. He got something to say.
So I think, like, you know, in terms of, like, for that generation, that whole performance, his whole presence, that's monumental.
And then the South.
Yeah.
It was in the South. You know what I mean?
The South.
Absolutely.
The South got something to say.
Closing out the Grammy talk, Cardi and Meg's performance, a WAP. A lot of people saying that. I mean, it was spicy.
Right.
It was spicy.
Yeah. It was what you would imagine.
I was about to say, what else was it going to be?
Right.
This all was spicy.
But they're saying that women, they're being ridiculed or being chastised for saying that you're using sexualizing women and disguising
our women.
It.
Our women.
Yeah, our.
Because like they were saying about, you know, Billie Eilish. I always mess her name up. Eilish, even her, who congratulated Megan and said that Megan should have won Artist of the Year, whatever, Album of the Year, whatever it was. You look at her, she up there in big baggy clothes, and, you know, you look at most of the other ethnicities, their artists don't show as much as our artists do. So I think it is a point to it.
But let's keep it real. Our music is way more sexualized.
Absolutely. Yeah. But
it ain't just the look.
Right.
But the look matches the content.
Right, but it's you know, it's funny too, because I seen this this interview with this older white guy, and he was talking about how much he loved gangsta rap and how, you know, in the 80s, in the late 80s, when it was more of a positive thing, he wasn't that much of a fan of it. But when he first heard his first bit of gangster rap, he was locked in. And it says a lot, man. You don't want it, but just like you don't want to hear from our culture unless it's over-sexualized or it's us talking about killing our own people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's some things we got to really look at. And you know, if I think some change should be made, but at the same time, I'm still one of them artists who I respect whatever the young folks want to do with their art.
And it's been going on forever. I mean, like,
at the
these
same
folks
time,
been...
At the same time, they're hugely successful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some of them probably, like, generational wealth. So to say not to do something, or, you know what I mean, when it represents that much to you and your family, like he said, I kind of keep my two cents out of it,
but I do think some changes should be made.
So in your opinion, are females on stage in thongs banging their vaginas together?
What?
Is that, wait a minute.
Yeah.
With the act of them doing that, is that female empowerment? Is that
exactly.
telling women?
No, it's not.
But you are empowered. But they've been doing it from the beginning.
Well, hold on, can I tell you what it really is?
Does that make it right, Wingo?
It doesn't make it right, but it's a part of... Of the
don't follow a multitude to go do evil.
Hold on. Can I tell you what it really is? You want to get down to the real, real root issue?
That's what we're here for.
All right. So the root issue is, like I said in the other episode, we are imports, right?
Ooh.
And this land was colonized, right?
Ooh.
So now the people who were colonized take after the colonizer. Exactly. If you go, I can go back not that far distant past when I was a kid. And the first time I got my hands on any type of pornographic material.
There you go. Talk about it.
You would have to search high and low to see black girls doing certain things or whatever.
Right.
Like you could see it all day, white girls.
Playboy.
You would have to search
Playboy.
High and low.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To see black girls doing the same things.
Uh-huh.
Fast forward 20, 30 years, the black girls, you can't, in terms of the.
Listen, that's crazy.
In terms of the way they present themselves, you can't see much difference between them and the colonizers.
And that's real. And the crazy thing about it, though, is this is why I always talk about the Bible. Y'all know y'all get tired of me talking about it, but I don't care. this is why, because even the Bible says.
Got a prefix
the Bible, right. Because the Bible says not to go in the way of thy oppressor.
Yeah.
Just because our oppressor doing it says don't follow a multitude to go
oppressor,
do evil.
Colonizer,
absolutely, same thing.
Right.
But you know, and then it also says that we, as being the salt of the earth, the same way we take the anything good and make it and do it better than anybody else, we take the worst shit and the most evil shit and do it better than anybody else. Mm. So it's a passage in the Bible that talks about us teaching the wicked how to be more wicked.
Because
they taught us how to be wicked initially, right? But so that's what I'm saying. When you really look at it, absolutely. So when you really look at it,
it's our responsibility to go in a different direction than our colonizer and our oppressor. But it's our responsibility. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, it also comes with the crab in the barrel, though. A lot of us, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know the right way and the right reason, but then it's like, I've never been in this position before. I grew up with rats and roaches.
Absolutely.
Piss and mattress. Are you telling me not to pull my family, not to be successful? So, that's the hard part of the issue, and
what you said is amazing too, because we talk about this all the time. We always deal with that crab in the barrel mentality, but we never deal with who put crabs in the goddamn barrel in the first place. Crabs shouldn't be in no barrel, right? So when you really look at it, it still goes back to what he's saying about the colonizer and the oppressor. And the sooner we say our culture, our values ain't got nothing to do with theirs, the better off we gonna be. You know what I'm saying?
Period. Deep. Powerful.
Period, poop.
Moving on.
they killing that poop shit.
Man, my man Kirk Franklin is under heavy scrutiny.
Kirk!
Yeah, I heard. I don't have no problem.
Me either. Kirk. Y'all already know what's going on with Kirk.
Yeah!
Spare the rod.
I mean, you know what the biggest part about it is? When your son is grown like that,
he had a punk ass son.
Like, some real shit. When your son 30 something years old and he that disrespectful to you, how else y'all think you gonna get that man?
That's just punk ass. That's some punk ass stuff, bro. Real talk.
To put your father out like that.
Yeah.
And it shows how disrespectful he was.
To record the conversation. Like, at the end of the day, what are you gonna get out of it?
Nothing. You know what,
like, you gonna get some money?
He knew what was gonna happen.
But ain't nothing happening.
Kirk gonna get some straightening out of it.
Everybody on Kirk's side. I will say this
by experience, because I had an altercation, a close to altercation with my son. And now that I'm dealing with like younger artists, and I used to come in the house like, hey, what's up? What's up, young nigga? This is my house. That's something I had to tell myself. First of all, you can't always teach them. You got to meet them. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we try to go in there with that aggressive OG. You ain't that man, OG. Your dad showing his dad.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So you got to kind of like fill him out, meet him where he is. So I think with Kirk should have been like, you know what? All right, bro. You don't know.
There was a conversation.
I'm just saying, in a lot of cases, because if you spinning wheels with this, it's not gonna make it healthy.
But see, he's probably coming him so many times, like, yo.
So he should have cut it off, Wingo.
Yo, man, you did such and such. Now you're like, who you talking to, bitch?
Like, you recording me, man.
Get out of here.
And then, you know, my point of view is gonna be, the scriptures say there is no honor in dishonoring your father.
Scriptures say honor mother.
Absolutely. So, and there's no honor. You trying to out your dad about anything. There's no honor in that. No kind of way. You know what I'm saying? So he responded how he should have responded. No doubt.
Yeah. They said he did say that their relationship has been estranged for several years.
Several.
Of course.
It sounds like it. That's what we heard.
We heard an estranged relationship.
Right. That's what we heard.
But it's never his recent wife, though. It's from his other child's.
That don't even matter, but I'm saying though,
in that, it's not Kurt's wife right now, it's his baby's mom.
But that's his son.
I understand.
At the end of the day,
you're saying is that may have something to do with their relationship.
The mother probably trying in there, probably like, you know, hey, that's your dad, but she ain't saying that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's still his mama. Like, hey, yo, boy, at the end of the day, that's still your daddy. But she probably like,
she ain't saying that.
Get that nigga.
That definitely matters, for sure.
I just want to say this. What about when you choose to walk in that light? When you choose to be a pastor, you're choosing to accept everything that comes along with that.
Of course. But guess what?
Still human.
He's a man first. He was a man before he became a pastor. Pastor's a title, bro.
And guess what?
Like,
number one, he didn't do nothing wrong. But even if he did, if he repent, then it is what it is.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? But he didn't do nothing wrong.
Right.
He didn't do nothing wrong.
And his son recorded me going back.
Now, he do need a beard and mustache on his face, but I'm just saying, he ain't doing nothing wrong when it came to his kids.
Yeah, he's kind of a bitch-ass
nigga. If they was in each other's face, they would have hit.
Nobody has ever heard.
Yeah, they would definitely hit.
Nobody has ever heard Kirk Franklin.
So let me me say it like this, so, then.
You know what I mean? Like,
you could cuss your son out without calling him a bitch ass nigga. True. I'll say that much. True. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's a little much. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't even imagine my father saying that shit to me.
But we can't imagine being disrespectful to our pops either, though. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think he said.
I couldn't even imagine him saying that.
I don't think he said bitch ass nigga. He might just call him a bitch. Like, you acting like a bitch.
Same thing.
Something like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Two seat or four though, it don't matter. Still a beans. A beans are beans.
Yeah, so it sounds like at the end of the day, we still rocking with you, Kurt.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's right, Kurt.
You already know.
Houston's quarterback, Deshaun Watson, has three individual lawsuits filed against him in 1 week.
About what? I didn't see
all of them are for sexual assault.
Listen, I think that whole.
That's a campaign, man.
Right, that's what I'm trying to say. I was about to say that too. It seemed like everybody, soon as one person come out, now everybody got.
But are they
filed by the same, all people
represented by the same lawyer?
So three different females.
Because if it's all by the same lawyer, then I can see him get, you know. But if it's three different cases, three different lawyers.
Right. It's getting crazy that all y'all, whoever it is, and once again, I'm not trying to knock nobody. If the truth is the truth. Right. But it still seems a little strange. As soon as one person come out and say, now it's always a low following behind. Like, yeah. Oh, me too. Like, it's literally me too.
Yeah.
I'm ready to tell my story.
I'm ready to tell my story.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, look, that's why I go home after the show now. Like,
you better.
They can have all that shit.
That's
man.
Right.
Take my ass home. For real.
Facts.
I think it would be good to get a female perspective on this. Let's go ahead and bring in our guest.
Let's do it.
Who we had today?
We bringing in our guest. Let's do
it. Yeah, let's get some female perspective on this Deshaun Watson one time.
Boom.
So we got our female guest here. You want to go ahead and introduce them? We got Shanae Hall and Ms. Rhonda Frost.
Right. And they head up the podcast, What She Said.
No doubt.
It's a pretty good, informing podcast. I enjoy it myself. So how y'all doing, ladies?
Fantastic, and thank you. Just so you know, you guys are the number one trending right now. We have
that's what's up.
Every hour on the hour, people are checking on the podcast.
That you're
let's go then.
How about that?
Nice. So thank you. Bring the good news, then. Bring the good news.
So this Deshaun Watson thing. Mom, you want to say hi real quick?
Come on, Mom.
Bobby,
hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, she's beautiful, too.
She's gorgeous.
That's my mama, too.
That's right.
Hi, Mama.
That part.
So from a female perspective, do y'all feel like these women are just jumping onto a Me Too type campaign, or do you feel like all of these accusations have to be taken seriously? And
first of all, do they know the context of the story?
Yeah, I mean, I'm familiar with Deshaun Watson. All right. The Titans, correct.
Yeah.
Now I'm old. That could be way back. You don't know my age, right?
I tell you, that's hilarious.
No.
That's too funny.
Yeah, no, I read it. To answer your question, is
this
mic picking up?
You know what? Hey, can you bring it close to you? Because I'm about to. Yeah, a little closer.
There we go. I think that every case has to be taken seriously because you don't know who's lying and who's telling the truth and who's jumping on. I did just raise a question to my mom with Tip's situation, with Cuomo's situation. Mm. Now, Deshaun, it seems like it's on and cracking. And as a woman, I could say that almost any woman on the planet could say they've been sexually harassed at some point in time because men are the aggressor. You know, you're the hunter. You can't hunt nobody.
But if you're an artist, you could say the same thing.
Sure.
You
know
I mean? True. But,
yeah.
But I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
cut
you off.
No.
Yeah, I want to hear you. But I didn't even mean to cut you off.
Like, no, so it's just like everybody can say that, you know, but at what point in time do you say, okay, I said no. I walked out the door. In his situation, it was a masseuse, and I guess she was at her house, if I'm not mistaken. That's what I read. And he had this little baby towel over his ass. As soon as that happened, I'm walking out the door. I need you to have a full blanket over there.
Athlete ass. Everybody know that blood tops, nigga.
You got a face towel over your ass?
What's going on here?
So I'm trying to figure out.
I didn't sign up for this, bro.
Talking about by the time the massage and he rolled over. I'm asking for favors if I roll over with a napkin on. Come on now.
But look, I do have a question about that as well, though. And this is my question. What do women I don't want to say lying, but just like what you're saying, like, you know, walked out of the room and just
may not be credible.
what do they actually get out of that? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
they never did it.
No. I'm just asking
from a woman's point of view.
From a woman's perspective, you know what I mean? Like,
well,
what do you think?
Let's look at all of these are civil suits.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There right. You there you go.
You know what I'm saying? Says a lot. Tip is 18, 15 says years ago, right? Right? Okay. She said, I'm already past my time of suing you criminally. Right. So I don't want you to go to jail. But a check would be nice.
I need the money.
Lady, you know, wow. She's suing him civilly.
I got you. Right. I got you.
Okay.
So it's mostly money.
It's all money. You can't do nothing else but get a check.
Right.
And so if it doesn't matter because now it's your word against his.
No doubt.
And if he was at her house and that's verifiable, then her story seems more credible than not. And again, a lot of times for a man in the limelight, it's easier for it to go away. Let me give you $100,000 and you just go away. I'm going to spend $100,000 in attorney fees.
Cool. It's still cheaper.
And now, I mean, look at all the situations. I mean, you talk about everybody. I mean, Usher, there's everybody that I could think of, and you like, huh?
Right.
Why now?
Right. Why do we need to do all that?
And look at the girl who, like, sometimes look at the one who claiming it. It's like, man, for real? Yeah. Like, I ain't trying to knock them. I just say, like, for real? You
find the alcohol. Do it with Halle Berry.
Man, you start looking good at the end of the night.
Halle Berry.
Everybody Halle Berry. After a few of them.
After a few of them. Looking like Beverly Berry.
Halle Berry. You're Halle Berry.
When you wake up in the morning.
I'm saying, you got a heartbeat. Yeah. That's fine. Right. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if her lace front is lifting.
You get all kinds of passes by the end of the night.
So you got to just look at it from that perspective. And it's sad, but it's no different than a woman trying to get pregnant by somebody. Knowing you don't want that kid. Knowing you don't want that man. But it comes with a check. So we live in a society now that's hypersexualized and that it's proven that you can get a check if you find the right one and he did the wrong thing at the wrong time.
So explain to our audience.
What she said.
Right.
What she said.
Explain to our audience what your podcast, What She Said, is all about.
So we have a relationship-based podcast, and it's obviously diversified. So it could be anything from dating outside your race to dating multiple people, polygyny. I had to learn that word. I had to write it down like seven times. So I was like, polygyny? What is that?
There's a difference between that and polygamy.
Right.
Polygamy is both people can have multiple.
If you're married, your wife can have more women.
Right. Polygyny is the man can have multiple. Polygyny is the only thing that's biblical. Polygyny is the only thing y'all call the Bible nonsense now. Y'all gotta be careful, though.
Polygyny. I know that right.
Polygamy and polygyny?
Yes.
Polygyny.
Listen, y'all talk about the Bible. I didn't write no words in that book, so you're not hurting my feelings.
Right.
Interesting.
Which one? There's a few of them now.
Don't get him started.
Right, don't get me started. She already know.
I got a good question, man, about relationships that always plagues me.
Mm-hmm. What you vexed on
okay,
it.
Right, what you got? Right, okay. In 2021, right, we are all of the same mindset that both men and women cheat, right? Both men and women can
not
be dogs.
Not equally, but I think they do. They definitely do cheat. I don't think equally.
I think equally.
I don't think you have no way to quantify
it. I like that either.
I really do.
I like that.
This is what I'm getting to. Hold on. But this is what I'm getting to. And I want you to really think about this, right? Even out of all of us, I can't remember one time we ever sat with each other and talked about our heartbreaks.
No.
Right? Mm-hmm. So to me, what makes the playing field totally uneven is women are so boisterous about their heartbreaks, boisterous about when they're done wrong, and it creates a narrative that is unequal. But I know so many women cheaters. Not to say that I don't know men, but I know so many women cheaters. It's like, it's still that narrative that men are dogs. It's some female dogs on
there. Right.
You're absolutely right. But that's anything, though. If you only put on the news black men steal, black men rob, black men kill, well, what about them other 100,000 white dudes that just got off shot free? That don't mean they didn't commit the crime, but because it's not publicized and highlighted, it tends to get swept under the rug. So I'm not saying women don't cheat. I do think that men cheat more, and only because statistically with the divorce rate, when they go in and they that's the only time you can really document it. My husband cheated. She filed for divorce. When you look at the divorce rates, because of
well, there's more women out here though too. So I mean, what you want us to do?
You have us locked up again. Okay. Ain't all realness. You talking about black men?
What you expect, man? I mean,
facts.
That part right
really,
there.
We're being sworn. We got a few trying to service the many. Right.
Yeah. That's true. Huh? Anybody go with that? That was deep. That was deep.
That's no bill check. Something I can throw over that side real quick, please.
That's hilarious.
I'm just saying.
But you started out by saying that something bothered you. What are you saying that bothered you?
That women, like I said, they so boisterous about their heartbreaks. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That
it creates that narrative.
It creates that narrative. When like I said, I wouldn't say that it's equal. But I know plenty of women cheaters, though.
Yeah.
Like, factually. You know, yeah.
You know what
not guessing, not thinking, but factually.
Right. No. And what I think what bothers me on the same along the same lines of what you just said is men don't express their hurt.
No, they
men
don't
say this damaged me. And so when you meet a man and you're dating him, she'll say, you know what, my ex-husband did this or my ex-boyfriend did that. And you will be like, okay, I can receive that. I know where to tweak. Men are going like, all tight y'all lip. Shit is okay. And then you just
but
broken.
You know what? You know what? You know what? You know what?
But they say that, why? But they say that every man that cheats was hurt by a woman first.
But,
you know what I mean?
Bingo.
Listen, I can tell you that for sure in my life.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean?
Absolutely. Even if you got to go back that far, it's, you know what I'm saying?
I had this conversation with my homeboy, and stay with me. Okay. Stay with me. I said, one thing about a man that he will ball up his emotions about, I'm talking about, I mean, about the littlest little thing. Mm-hmm. Because once you cross him, that's it.
Right.
And this may damage him, like he said. It's almost like he got a bump on his ass. And he can't sit down.
He can't sit down.
He can't sit down. And guess what, though? You looking at him like, what? Baby, what's wrong with you? He was like,
"You don't want to tell you got a bump on his ass."
You don't want to tell you got a bump on his ass. Get what? He know you got to do something, so you got to pop your hand that B in the phone. A week later, y'all get in an argument and in front of BG.
You
didn't
say that when I was popping that.
You didn't say that when I popped that bump off on your ass. You done tore everything up, that trust. Mm-hmm. And see, females don't know that we want to. We hurting. The man is really hurting, and he'll be allowed to say he's not, because all of us do. You feel what I'm saying? And we want to release, but it's hard. It's hard when you come back and talk about
that's
that bump.
Real, that's real shit.
So how do we get you there? If you were to advise us women, how do we get you to open up? Because we are seeing that a lot, and the more we do this podcast, the more we're learning from men that, in fact, they do.
Y'all hurting too, huh? Right.
Yeah, we're
hurting. Yeah, we only hurting, baby.
So how do we get you guys to open up and talk about it?
It's like the thing, they speak on the toxic masculinity. Yes. But at the same time, we as men don't really know how to be no other way. I was raised to be a man's man type of man.
Right.
So it's hard to come now, you know, all these years later and say, I'm going to soften it up. And that's not how he was raised. You know what I mean? So I'm not sure what the answer is to get that.
I think one of the things is this. Like he said, when he tell you something in confidence, that should be the thing you never say.
Right.
Never
right.
use it. Right. Like you know how women have things, they're like, if he do this, I'm out.
Oh,
no
yeah,
matter
right,
what, this,
right,
is a,
right.
this is a no-go for me. That's one of the things, should be one of the things for us.
Right, right.
Like, even when you're mad. Even
right,
when
never betray that confidence like that.
Right, right.
But you know, Brian Michael Cox did the show, and he was so good. You know, Brian will talk for forever.
No
so,
doubt.
I mean, literally.
We know.
His episode down from like 2 hours down to 30 minutes.
I'm telling you.
I mean, but, and I was like, that's okay, we're going to wrap it up. He's like, no, we got plenty of time. But in that, he talked so much about men being sensitive and men being hurt and men being broken. And the thing is, when I look at our Black families and our relationships and how damaged we are, it's hard to deal with someone who's the leader that's broken as I am, but you can't tell me you're broken.
Right.
So you're walking around hiding your pain and trying to lead me and lead our family somewhere. And you, unfortunately, you can't lead nothing broken.
Not home,
it's impossible. So when you look at the family cycle and the family structure in our community, and you say there's no man in the household, well, he got ghosts because he couldn't express or deal with or quantify his pain into something that I could understand.
Right.
And now I'm left to deal with the kids, the bills, the life, and try to make it. And then he said, oh, well, from a biblical standpoint, a woman's not supposed to be leading her household. A woman's not supposed to be doing this. Well, what do you want me to do when this is not able
to... Right, when you have no choice, you have no choice. You know, absolutely.
And then if you look at our structure, and a lot of it's broken down because of men not being able to communicate. Everybody is broken, but if you can't tell me that you're broken and where you're broken, I can't heal it. I don't have an MRI machine to read your brain and read brain scan you.
Right.
I need you to say, Nay,
this is where I'm hurt. Mm-hmm. Fix this, and we can build together. Yeah. But I can't, if you got a broken arm and a broken heart and a broken foot, and I don't know what the fuck, you just limping everywhere.
But you're still cheesing. I hear you smiling, you're happy. Like,
right. Right.
Ain't nothing wrong, baby. Right. Ain't nothing wrong. Can you help me to call off?
That part. And what happens is it gets worse and worse, because now everything, like you said, everything that you do breaks you down further. You're already hurt. Right, right, so I barely budged you and you crumbled. And right. You're on the ground. I barely bumped you. Well, my foot is broken. My ankle's broken. My hand is broken. Right. My heart is broken. Right. You bumped me.
Right.
I don't know this though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So how do we deal with that? And I'm only asking, I'm actually asking you guys for help. I was like dealing with this guy and he kept saying, I'm not going to go there again. What do you mean you're not going there again? I just went through this with my baby mom. I'm thinking it's something bad. He was saying, I don't want to fall in love with you because I just did this. And it went too fast. Mm-hmm. And I was broken.
Too far.
Yeah, too quick. Oh, and I don't want to. I'm not going to do the same thing. And I'm like, I can't help you with what used to be. Right. I'm not her. I'm not your baby mom. We're not going to have no kids. How do I help? And he like, No, I ain't bringing no baggage. And my mom leaned over. She was like,
you know,
yes,
but you know
are,
how
nigga.
You help, though? But you know, this is real.
Everybody
this,
brings baggage.
You know how you help? Right. By being that, just being there and listening to them.
Yeah,
same thing y'all want from
that.
Us. Because I can remember the only time in my life I feel like I felt that real heartbreak. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
go ahead. Let it go. Let it go.
What she said. No, go ahead. Tell us.
What you think?
I mean, like that, you know, when you first realize that emotional is way worse than anything physical, right. that heartbreak,
yeah.
Every man has at least one, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right. So I can remember during that time, like, there's a vulnerability, clearly, you know what I'm saying? Because you've never been in that space before.
Right.
And I can remember that when I talked about it, no matter who, at first I was thinking I had to talk to her, and she wasn't taking my calls, you know what I mean?
Right.
Shortly after, I realized it got better just by talking about it, period.
Yeah.
Right.
It didn't have to be her. It was whoever I was talking to at the moment.
Right, right.
So I think, you know, to cover your man, you got to be that place that he goes to with those things. You know what I mean? You got to let him talk his ass off.
I just want to say, I definitely think what Brandon said is it works. Counseling, like, and we always think counseling is both of us going to somebody and they're going to pick sides,
right,
or they're going to talk more about her, or they're going to talk more about him. Right. You can go to somebody by yourself and talk, just like he said. It doesn't have to be with her.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It's just about getting it out.
But like Brandon said, you have to be a listening ear. You know what I'm saying? If you got to be willing to listen, you got to be willing to listen. I mean, he just may crumble in your arms. And God may show you the way to where, like, you know what, this is the man that I need to build. You feel what I'm saying? So it's spiritually deep when that does happen. Because, I mean, you got to know, I mean, every woman know what type of man that is. I mean, if he come in the house cussing, you got to know, okay, what's next?
No, what you got to know is it's a two-step process. It's like, it took him a second to get even comfortable enough to say certain things.
Right.
And then it's about how does she take it.
Right.
And that's going to foster the rest of y'all.
The process.
You know,
right. That's what I was going to say, is that when you do get it, you got to make sure it's somebody who's not going to make you further feel that trauma. Like, and some of our women can be just as hard as us as niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. Like, I've dated women who's...
Talk, nigga, talk!
You know what I'm saying?
I've
dated women whose point of view was as rough as mine. You know what I mean?
Right.
But when you really hurting, sometimes that's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? So,
Right. Yep. It's a learning process.
Yeah.
Is it that? I mean, that's all what it's
about. But I guess the key thing here is just talking about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Being able to talk about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, just like you're saying, you're holding it on the inside for so long. I mean, like, you can't lead broken. And that's helping me is actually, because like I said, again, I can go back to what I just said as far as the whole counseling thing. You don't have to go sit in front of a person with both of you guys. You go talk to somebody by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just about expressing what's going on.
Right.
And, you know,
getting it out.
Get a little feedback. Right. And getting it out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then you're able to express to her. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. She can express to you. You know what I mean? So,
Do you guys do that? Do you guys sit around? Like women, we'll talk about, okay, you need to get, have you been to counseling? I have a great psychologist.
We don't.
You know,
and we spend incredible amounts of time together.
Right.
We don't sit around and talk about heartbreaks and things of that nature. We just don't, guys don't.
We write about them, sing about them, but we won't talk about it.
But
we do have unique discussions, though.
Yeah, but
amongst us.
But it's never, like about our personal.
Too deep into it. That's because that shows vulnerability. Yeah, and vulnerability is perceived as weakness.
Weak. Right, right.
And ain't no weak over here. Nah. So that's our problem, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I'm saying, as a man, you don't think to be like that. You come out, you come out like that. You know what I'm saying? Like not wanting to, not, you know, give too much. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think you come out like that. I think that's taught. I still think it's learned. Right.
Yeah, because the men who raised us, we
strong men.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. You learn it before you even know you learn.
Right. Mark used to call you a sissy for anything. I don't care. You just cut your head wide open. Don't be no sissy. Don't be no for real.
Hey. And what's crazy is that I grew up around my mothers and sisters. I don't have an older brother. And I remember Kanye saying that he was remembering when his mother raised him, that he used to be like, so I used to do like boom, and then the homeboy.
This ain't us.
But see, I saw my sisters them and my mom check situations like that. So I used to roll my eyes. And I love women. I look up a man in a skirt at any mall. I was a managed little boy, but I just handled my business like how I saw my sisters them. And then, you know, the brothers got with me and told me so, just like they said, you know, it's a long, especially dealing with a black man. We had to protect each other. We was running in the woods.
No doubt.
You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a lot of pain. It's,
right. And I was going to say that too, which y'all don't like when I go into the Bible too much. So, but these curses, right? The curses literally say that the man who was tender and delicate among you, that his eye would be evil towards his brother and to the bosom, the wife of his bosom. So it's literally things on us that's bigger than us. Mm-hmm. Now, we try to deal with it all we can and the best ways we can, but the honest best way is to come back to this Bible and to keep these commandments. You know what I mean? That's the main way we're going to get out of all these situations that we're in, period.
I mean, even with the Bible, it's still everything that you're talking about, although it's written, it's still a learned behavior. Mm-hmm. If I don't teach you, whether it's the Bible, how to communicate, how to love, you don't know it. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Even the Bible is a tool. If I hand you a tool, a chainsaw, and I don't tell you to put gas in, I don't tell you to plug it in,
chainsaw,
I don't know
how to turn it on, sit down.
You know, like, why the hell this lumber still ain't cut?
It broke.
You still have to know how to apply the tools that we're given. And within our community especially, we don't know how to apply it. And like you said, a lot of times, things that look like the right way.
Right.
Look, are told that's the weak way. You're going to counseling? What kind of nigga is you? You went counseling?
Counseling's a good thing.
What kind of insurance you got, nigga? Where you got counseling?
You know, I don't think we're the only, but we one of the only communities like that. We one of the only, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Like,
white people invented counseling.
That's embedded in the culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of that we do have to change. Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, a lot of us think weed our counseling.
But it's like you said, though. I mean, but it's like you said, even when you go back to slave times, we had to endure so many hardships.
We did.
Whether it was somebody taking your child or taking your wife, the slave masters used to lay with our wives right in front of us. Right. What could we do? Who could we talk to?
Right.
If we did too much, that we'd be killed or at least sent off and separated from our families anyway. So some of these traumas is definitely learned behavior, and they definitely passed down. And that's why I say, you know, I'm not saying everybody views this thing like I do, but I do feel like we have to open up to that counseling type of thing. And even counseling, you know, when we talk about the Bible, that's a biblical concept.
I agree.
You're supposed to be able to talk to your brothers, talk to your women, sit down and hash things out. That's the best way to do it, whatever it is you're talking about.
I agree.
So with you guys being leaders in this industry, you know, you have, when you have a platform, that's why I'm saying the term leader.
Right. No doubt.
Do you push that on your podcast? I know this is, I heard episode 6 or something like that. So you're just getting started. But moving forward, one of the things that we wanted to do when we started What She Said podcast was, we have women and we sit around, we talk, but we don't include men in our conversation. So that's where we started to break the mold. So instead of us talking about us and doing a podcast of What She Said, let's bring in a man each time and say, what do you think about this? What do you think about, how did you deal with this? And that's when we started hearing things like, do you understand the male ego? Do you understand how fragile it is? Do you understand we are sensitive? Do you understand? And we sit up there like, no. Feelings?
For real.
Y'all got feelings. You act like you have feelings when you ain't come home.
I called my mom. I said, I think it's a real thing. I think we're negating the fact that men have feelings.
It's real, mommy.
Because y'all don't show it. Y'all be like, you know what, bitch? All right, cool. Yeah. It's over then.
You want to be so hard? Right.
I'm trying to address my hurts.
I've been cursed for a long time when it comes to dealing with women. Yep. But there is light at the end of the tunnel.
And they, I agree. No,
there's come a point where you realize, like, there is a softer version of you. You know what I mean?
Of course. Right.
Just like the harder version of you, you're presenting that. Right. And there's a softer version that you can present as well.
Or a milder version.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll say that even for me as a woman, like, after going through my divorce and having my, I have three kids and married my high school sweetheart, first person I ever slept with, we got kids, and then him deciding that, you know, I'm going to go live a different life. I got a whole situation. I became the person that was easily triggered. I'm the person that didn't trust. I'm the person that had the hard shell up. And it's, you know, people like, oh my gosh, she's so pretty, she's so this. And I'll be, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Nope. What you talking about? I had to learn to pull that back and become a girl in the presence of, especially an alpha male. Not all men, because every man ain't gonna get the soft Sinead. But there's somebody that's like, he's so alpha, I have to pull back this layer and be a girl for him to be able to even see me.
So, but I have
that's so smart what you just said.
Wasn't it though?
Like, I got a question.
A lot of women say because you're really vulnerable. Saying that, you know, it's cool to be submissive. And every woman today in 21 ain't really cool with that idea.
So, but look, I got a question though.
Okay.
Because we did do the podcast. And so for me, it's like, if we understood what was biblical, would that not transform some of the things that we expect? Like, if we understood that it's not biblical that a man can cheat, right? Because it's not. I know, mama. I know. Because it's not biblical that a man can cheat, right? Okay. Now, you can commit adultery, like I told you, right?
Okay.
You can be a whoremonger, which means living like a bunch of one-night stands and those things, right? And that's against the Bible, and adultery is against the Bible. But a man taking another wife or another two wives is not, that's not cheating. So if we understood the Bible a little bit more, right?
I'm about to fall out of jail for
but, I mean, so I'm just saying, so if we understood the Bible a little bit more, don't you think that would inform how we dealt with things a little bit better?
It will inform how you deal with things.
But okay, so if the Bible is for all of us, though, right? Do you believe in the Bible? Do you believe in God?
I do, but you... yes, of course I do.
Okay.
I don't believe in that. Do all of you guys in here believe
no,
in
God?
No, we don't.
None of us believe in it but me.
Brian.
but see, but my thing about it is this,
you're
though.
You're his brother. You don't believe
no, he don't believe
no.
Me.
But no, we all his brother. I mean, we do.
I don't need no support validation.
Brian. We support Brian because we know Brian is not a violent person.
Right.
And whatever that Brian is doing positive, we support that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we don't go into deep as how Wingo believe in God and how Brian do because.
See, I'm the type of person who has always believed that your walk with God is personal.
You're right.
Yeah.
Whatever your spirituality, it's personal. You got to get right with him.
I don't believe that.
You got to be accountable for that.
Right. I don't believe that. I believe, like the scripture said, did these scripture, these prophecies come unto you only? So,
that's not what I said.
No, I'm just saying that even that concept in the Bible, it's not biblical that we all have our own personal relationships with God.
That's on you.
God informs us through one tool. That was the manuscripts, the scripts, the scriptures, the Bible, the Biblios, whatever you want to call it, the Hebraic manuscripts, the Greek Septuagint, whatever you want to call it. That's how he informs us. Now, yeah, we got the right to decide that we don't want to deal with that book all we want, but there will be a judgment for that as well, according to the Bible.
But
to you.
Yeah,
according to the Bible.
Yeah.
I didn't write nothing
not
in the Bible. Right, can you tell me Hebrew Israelites, right? So I didn't write a thing in the Bible. And like I told you on the podcast, I came into the Bible believing what everybody else believed. I came in believing that you could cheat, you could, that all these things was wrong, you had your own
personal
wrong. I
never thought
the Bible
said we could cheat.
Believing all of that. But the Bible tells you differently.
But Brian, to answer your question, there are parts of the Bible that I don't feel like is my area to judge, because I just don't judge other people's lives. That's what you do. That's how you live.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you live.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to me and my household, the way I serve the Lord will still be under the requirements and guidelines of my husband just being with me. And I understand that that's not your belief, because you believe that a man can do whatever he wants.
But that's not even your, according to the Bible, it's not your right.
Well, then my right that I just instilled came through that front door when you crossed it. So however you want to look at it,
well, even that point of view, even that point of view is not
what she said.
Biblical.
But Brian,
time out.
To who believe, though? It's like, I mean, you believe.
do you believe that a woman can run your household? No, do you believe that?
I believe that a woman's equal to me because God made it
equal. Got nothing.
I believe that a man's supposed to cut the grass and take out the trash. But if I ain't there, I ain't gonna be mad at her for cutting the grass.
Me either. That ain't running your house.
So, I mean that equal opportunity of, as a man, I'm supposed to be strong, meaning like, I'm the man of the house. I got this baby. But we talked about this, and she trusts me and confidence and said, you know what, baby, I believe in what your walk is by us agreeing together as
what
one
body. What I'm saying
body.
Is this. If she wants to stay single for the rest of her life, then she can do that. Mm. But when a man comes into the picture, what you want takes a back seat to what he says the law is
so
in your
you
household.
So you reverse that, because if he wants to stay single, he can do that.
Listen,
follow me.
I think
if he wants to stay
vice versa.
Guys,
so you
what we've done is we've run into the dead end of perspective.
Okay.
Right here. You know what I mean?
I like the dead end. Hey. You know what I'm saying? I live in a cul-de-sac.
It's getting good, baby.
I think we ran into the dead end of perspective.
So we're going to have to agree to disagree on that.
No doubt. And we all can agree to disagree.
Absolutely.
That's what makes this a views from the edge. You know?
I'm telling you.
Okay, but I'm going to end saying this, though.
Okay.
Right? Any point of view, there is a right and a wrong, whether you like it or not, whether you want to deal with that or not. So if people is willing to be wrong about their point of view, that's fine with me. I don't have a problem with
that. What we talked about earlier as far as the podcast goes, you made it clear.
That's a fact.
Any point of view is right or wrong.
I'm talking about the Bible. We're talking about the Bible.
But the Bible does not
a right
say
or wrong answer to everything.
Has to have multiple wives.
No, it doesn't. But it says a woman don't have the right to decide that for him.
A lot of that to me is built on a loophole. It's built on what it don't say.
Right.
It's built
It gives you literal rules on what to do when you have more than one wife.
Yeah,
I can read you some if you'd like.
It doesn't say that you have to.
No, it doesn't say you have to.
If a woman and she says, I'm not going to marry
they be
a man
like,
that
hey,
believes
say
that,
you can't.
And he says, that's fine because
that
I don't want multiple wives.
And he decides later that he does, then he has that right.
Well, we'll see how that works out. Move on. Back to the Grammys. We were talking about
the
Grammys.
To all our listeners, please submit your opinions on this.
That's right.
I love DMs because we want to open those up next week.
No doubt.
Ms. Frost, Ms. Hall, while we have you here, we want to invite you guys to join us on our Wild Kyle segment.
That's right.
Where we're going to we just pretty much ask Kyle these questions that were submitted to us and give him a first crack at it.
Hey, but look, before we do that, man, I want to give a big shout out to my security, Nesto, man. He in the hospital, man, with COVID, man. We love you to death, and we praying for you. Get better, brother.
No doubt.
You ain't been around him. You quarantined.
Nah,
y'all
quarantined. Bro. What?
He been in there for a month.
Nobody been around. Yeah. He been in there for a month.
Yeah. Down bad.
I love the fires that you ladies came in here. And
I know
me
that.
Too.
We needed it.
Me too.
And much appreciated.
That's right.
Definitely.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Again, we want to have y'all again.
No doubt. Sure.
Most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely.
So facts.
First up in these Wild Kyle Wild Card questions.
Yes.
Crystal from Memphis. She asked.
And y'all done made me miss my bar. I'm sorry. Go ahead. That's my barber, man. I'm a little ADD, sometimes I just get caught.
That's all right. You love your barber.
You're looking clean to me, B.
What's up, Brandon Barber?
Do you think the era of R&B groups is over? Are we done seeing that?
Nope.
I think we might be.
I think so, too.
I think it's possible. I don't think it's a for sure thing, but I think it's possible. Go ahead, Wildcat.
To me, I just think when we was in the game, we came together as a brother, like, soprano, alto, lead singer, and it was like that brotherhood. To me, we saw something that made us do that. I don't think they see that process of rehearsal,
right?
Actually,
no,
taking
they don't
the
see
time out,
that check for weight.
Right, and that's what I'm gonna say. As long as you're talking about
they're on competition every day,
right?
You know so you talk about under a label format, right? Now, you've been able to do independent, yeah, but under a label format, labels don't really want to spend the money that it takes to move four people around when you can spend that money for one person and get a lot more out of that trip. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just being hopeful, man. Somebody just pick up
that's
the pieces.
That's why I say, man.
What's the last R&B group? Was it Mindless Behavior?
Probably so,
yeah.
You talking about R&B group?
What's them boys that...
R&B?
name? It's some young brothers trying to do it now.
Bluff City.
I never even heard of that.
Yeah, they got a couple songs.
I never even heard of it.
I like them.
Bluff's hard.
But is it receivable though? Like people receive.
I don't know what it's gonna do. He just saying, when was the last
time you heard?
And this was in. They came out in the last year or two.
Oh, okay.
2 or 3 years.
Yeah, it's over with.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Wildcat. Yes.
Next up in the Wildcat segment, and it goes, my man does almost everything right. Very supportive, loving, a provider, and a protector.
Almost.
But how do I tell my man that I do not like the way he dresses without crushing his ego?
Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, go to the mall. And go get that man some stuff. That's
Candace
all, man.
From Dallas, by the
period
way.
Period, point blank. Like, if you don't like the way he dressed, try to dress him. You know what I'm saying? Or, hey, learn to deal with
what you
love
should
him.
Do at first is start telling him things you like.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What you like on.
You know what, babe? That little sweatshirt, that sweatsuit, that's dope right there, babe. Just do it like that at first. Yeah. And if he's not taking the hints, then you might have to go buy him something to be a little more forthright.
Yeah.
Shanae and Rhonda, you guys want to weigh in?
I agree. What he just said is,
what he said, man.
What he said is right on.
Right on.
Right on, bro.
Right on.
The men, what I've learned from doing our podcast is men are so simple, and they're looking for simple in the sense of what women say.
Right,
so if you're
right.
a girl and you say, babe, you smell great. That nigga won't never wear another cologne around
that's
me.
True.
Except
that's
for
true.
That
that's true.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's fact.
Like, so when I say simplicity, they're not looking to keep going. Right. Oh, she like that.
Yeah, it's too much.
Say you do something sexually and you tell him I like that, he gonna do that same move.
Period.
Every time.
Period.
The go to.
That's true.
Period. Tired of that boy.
Yeah.
I told you I liked it, but damn.
Damn.
Man, that's so true.
And I'm just saying, with clothes, it's the same thing. If you don't like the way he dressed, but you find like those pair of jeans, babe, those look good on you.
Right.
You should get a gang of pair to just fit like that. I like the way that look on you.
Pow!
That nigga's in Macy's tomorrow.
Tomorrow. First thing in the morning, baby.
Every color.
Yep.
You know
every
saying?
Single color.
Yeah, that's true.
You said you like them, didn't you?
That's all I'm saying.
You can wear them jeans to bed.
Facts. Michelle from Milwaukee asks, do you guys cook at all? If so, what would be considered your signature dish?
Come breakfast.
On, eggs, man.
I can eggs.
Very well. Pause. Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
So there is no jagged meals.
Man,
breakfast. Yeah, I got a mean egg. Man, that's about
turkey
it.
Turkey sausage, turkey bacon.
My daughter love my eggs, so outside of that, I ain't worried about it.
French toast a little bit, a little French toast.
Come on back to it. Hey, let me tell you something, man. Fried chicken.
Cal can cook better than anybody in the group.
Fried chicken and cheese, egg. That's for breakfast. And fried chicken and salad for dinner. I'm telling you. Down. Be good.
Yeah, Cal about the only one in the group.
I'm glad
somebody can hold it down.
I got you, man.
All right, so Dion from Harlem, she asked, are you guys pet people? If so, what pets do you have?
I love animals. I don't really have none, though, but I love animals.
I've never had.
I'm not big on cleaning up other things' crap. You know what I mean? That's just my thing. Like,
I'm a
I
dog.
I can't clean up no
cow,
crap.
Yeah, cow. Cow love.
But actually,
cow,
I buried a bird. I buried a bird just the other day. It was Marika's bird. And I kept the bird a few times. Name was Fendi. So rest in peace, Fendi.
Rest in peace, Fendi.
Yep.
Fendi.
Okay.
Yep. Fendi the bird. Even birds
can be hood. Had a pastor in there.
Fendi the bird.
Had a pastor there praying for the bird. Lord, take your bird back. Your wings apart.
They're having a Martin moment.
Yes, sir.
Kill my mama bird.
Fendi, rest in there, Fendi.
Last but not least, Rick Ray from Chicago.
That's the homie.
He asks, how did Kyle and Wingo meet?
Huh?
Church.
Man.
We all
church.
Church.
Hey, no. I'm going to tell you the real short story. We had this choir called the Youth of Christ Choir.
Yeah.
And we was in, that was New Birth, Bishop Long, and they had the
Young Voice of Elizabeth.
And we was like the East Side Finders. They was like SWATs, West Side. So our girl, they had like, hey, In Vogue. They choir had 357. You know what I'm talking about? But
Oak Town.
I'm talking about Beverly had eye covered.
Oak Town
and eye covered up. Yeah. So, hey, that front row, We had the same, man, to be on that front row. So I was like 13, 14 on that front row, sitting with the 16, 17, 18-year-olds. So I'm on the front row representing the East Side. We didn't go over there. So I had like a little peewee. You know what I'm saying? Wingo had finger wave.
Finger wave wing.
With, blood, with a little blood, little thing going in. And I used to direct the choir, you know. And he had this lady named Deborah. She had a broke arm. And the choir came up right after our choir. And I'm talking about Dave, man, doing dance routines and everything. And I got in the car and I'm just sitting like that. My mom said, "Woo, church was good. What's wrong with you?" I said, "Mama, they beat us." She said, "Let me tell you something, man. When you in church, you singing for the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Ain't no battling when you singing for the Lord." And I said, "Man, but that little nigga with the finger wave, that you see him? You see the nigga with the finger wave? You acting like me?" But, me and Wingo, we met in church. It's almost like, you know what God put together, can't no man break.
No doubt.
So it was almost destined for us to be together. We always favored each other. We favored the same thing, but we love the Lord.
Yep.
That's one thing about it. So more than anything, because we love the Lord, we love the music, and we just love people.
Yeah, she just asked you how y'all met. What's
that? And then Twin came.
Get him, Twin!
No,
it was great. I loved it. I mean, because they know how we met in the womb. You got to ask them how they met.
Since you went there and I didn't get to ask you why you was on, so me and Brian was at me and Brian was at the same place at the same time. We were at R&B. What is that?
Live.
Wednesday?
He was there too. He was there.
R&B
okay.
Live.
Did you R&B Wednesdays at Medusa's?
Right, at Medusa.
And Donnell Jones performed, right? And I was a little.
That's all right.
Thrown off.
Yeah.
So now that I'm here with y'all, because me and him kind of laughed at the same time. That's how we kind of.
Don't tell. I like
this is a setup.
No, I'm telling you.
You already know where this is going. So I need to know, can y'all really sing in real life?
Damn.
Ask anybody who ever seen this.
I just want to thank the good Lord for the spirit of discernment. I seen that coming around the corner.
What?
I seen it.
If you knew Brandon, can y'all give us, since you both.
Look at this nigga. He's setting the mood already. Turn that light.
Y'all,
you can't trick us on our show. Right. Now, on your show,
I'm just asking, can we get really a little something? Because I need to know now.
I've been off for too long. I don't know.
No, man, the rust
been off, man.
You ain't all y'all loving
song.
The Lord, and you can't
church music.
Give it to God.
I mean, if you can't do it, I understand. But I just thought I'd ask.
Ain't never wrong.
Look, our fans who watch our show, they know. So
boom.
I mean, I'm a huge Jagged Edge fan. Well, so if y'all have something, I mean, that
we got a lot of records out there.
It, man,
Brandon, come on, just
we
give
ain't did it
song.
So long. I'm kind
for
of
real. Yeah, right.
We good. Brian started off. We go.
I don't man. Remember the key. Brian, I remember the key. Brian, I remember the key. I like y'all three man harmony. Y'all go ahead, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all not gonna trick me on my show.
Go ahead.
Trick daddy.
It's a treat. Go ahead. You got my full attention. I got my back turned to the cameras. Where you at?
What? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I know that key. What is that key, man? Baby, I gotta be the one you love. I'm telling you that I gotta be the one you feel. And I gotta be the one to fill your life with sunshine. I gotta be the one you know. Cause I will always love you so. I gotta be the one you need. I'm just telling you that gotta be.
Well.
Yeah. That's a little rust pipe. That's a little rust pipe.
I want to
go over here and let y'all know.
Trash baggers.
Like a singer in real life.
I want to let y'all know. You ladies are special because they don't pull that out for just anybody.
Facts.
I've been doing this with them.
Hold on. We did that for Mama.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Mama.
Don't get it twisted.
y'all are super. I say y'all ladies are very special because they don't pull that out.
Nah,
that's right.
No doubt.
And they are. Hey, we love you guys on this show.
For
I mean,
real.
Come on, man.
Really
the first
appreciate
time
y'all.
We had mother and daughter duo. Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's very special.
For real.
Yeah. Thank you for having us. This is wonderful.
All right. Well, at the end of the day, like I said, we just want to thank everybody, man. We want to thank our special guests for coming.
Mm-hmm. And plug your podcast. Yeah,
plug your podcast
time.
And your Instagrams and all no that good doubt. Stuff. And
What She Said podcast.com. It's on IG. I mean, not on, it's on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, all the regular spots to go check out the Bam. Podcast.
No doubt.
IG is Shanae, YH. And then my mama.
And my mama knew.
Frost the Writer on IG.
No doubt. That's right. No doubt. Right, make sure y'all support these ladies, man. For y'all know we're still celebrating International Women's Month. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? So ultimately, man, we love y'all and thank y'all again. You got
give them
their
flowers.
No
come doubt. On, give them their flowers.
Beautiful good. Spirits.
The beauty and the intelligence yes. to go with the beauty.
Just yeah. come on, man.
Man.
You seen the ugly mama the other day, then?
No, I oh. thought he was about to say the beauty and the booty, but I was about to say the oh, mama suit right
there. Oh, 28.
Oh, I said, let me
yeah,
I was not going to say that for the record.
I was not.
That's a lie.
But, you know, yeah, same thing for us. Check us out on next week.
Yep.
Look out for the new album, Jagged Duets.
No Jagged
look
Duets.
Out for the album in stores right now called The Jagged Love Story.
Yes.
Check out the 4 videos that's out.
No doubt.
As well as check out us and Young Dirk and Lil Durk and No Cap.
No Cap, no doubt.
Check that out. Check. Look for the new video that's coming out.
No doubt.
And we'll see y'all next week.
For sure.
Boom.
Views from the Edge.
Views from the Edge. Jagged Edge, y'all. Peace.